Investigators trying to pin down the cause of a fire that forced three people from their home in Canton. Firefighters were called to the 3300 block of Fairmount Boulevard Northeast just after 9:30 Wednesday night. Crews found flames in the second floor walls and attic and quickly put out the blaze. No injuries were reported. Damage to the building and contents is estimated at $40,000. Smoke detectors did not alert the residents. Starr County judge has sentenced a man to prison time after he pleaded guilty to kidnapping, abduction, and strangulation. Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath Tuesday handed down an 8 to 12 year term to 46-year-old Laith Judah of Massillon. He also pleaded guilty to tampering with evidence and domestic violence. The case began in August when officers conducted a welfare check at Judah's home on Alpha Street Northwest. Investigators determined he'd been preventing his wife from leaving the home, and video provided by the victim allegedly showed him assaulting her. Canton Township man faces child sex abuse charges. A Starr County grand jury indicted 32-year-old Kevin Ward on charges of rape, gross sexual imposition, disseminating obscene material to a juvenile, and public indecency. He's scheduled to be arraigned Friday in Common Pleas Court. Ward was arrested Wednesday, according to an indictment. The alleged incidents involve a victim under 10 years old and occurred between January 2024 and last July. A Starr County grand jury has indicted Marquise Barino on multiple charges following alleged violent incidents at the home of his ex-live-in girlfriend. 27-year-old Canton man faces charges including aggravated burglary, aggravated arson, domestic violence, and aggravated menacing. Barino is scheduled for arraignment Friday in Common Pleas Court. Canton police say the incidents occurred December 19th and 20th, with Barino allegedly forcing his way into the residence, assaulting the woman, setting items on fire, as well as sending threatening text messages. He was arrested December 28th. The Starr County Board of Elections has returned a candidate to the May 5th primary ballot. According to the repository, Tuesday's decision came after Democrat Ryland Finzer of Massillon presented notarized affidavits as evidence. Previously rejected signatures were valid. He's seeking election to the 50th District Ohio House seat. Board ruled during ballot certification last week the signatures did not match those on file. Republican incumbent Matthew Kishman and Democrat Brian Summers of Massillon are also running for the seat. Perry Township firefighters quickly controlled a blaze Wednesday afternoon that damaged a top floor bedroom and windows at a home in the 3400 block of Briarwood Avenue Northwest. The blaze reported shortly after noon displaced two residents. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire under investigation. Damage estimates are not yet available. Daniel Petrosini and Nicole Hagee have been appointed to the Stark Library Board. Petrosini was reappointed to a four-year term beginning in April. He's a senior assistant prosecuting attorney, currently serves as board secretary, and is active in finance and levy committees. Hagee will fill an unexpired term through April 2029. She is a graduate of Walsh University and West Virginia University and works as community outreach and grants coordinator for the Akron Municipal Court. Democratic Congressman Al Green was ejected from Tuesday night's State of the Union address after waving a sign that read, "Black people aren't apes." Now, Congressman Michael Rooley has introduced a resolution to censure Green. Salem Republican calls Green's actions uncalled for and a breach of congressional conduct. Green was removed from the address for the second year in a row. Rooley seeking support from Republicans and any lawmakers embarrassed by Green's behavior. The 7th District Court of Appeals has upheld the denial of an annexation on Beechwood Road to the city of Salem. The court ruled the property owned by Sean and Lori Butcher is not contiguous to the city, and the annexation would not benefit the general good. The majority decision blocks Salem's effort to expand its jurisdiction. The ruling cites road maintenance issues, emergency response concerns, and opposition from neighbors and property owners. Lisbon's Sadie Van Fossen Pool will not open this summer as officials deal with costly repairs. Leaks in the nearly 70-year-old concrete structure are a major concern, with a consultant expected next month to test for problem areas after weather delays. Officials say the filtration system and pump must be replaced at a cost of roughly $100,000, and the filtration tank has corroded beyond repair. Grants and state capital funding are being pursued to help cover the expense. State regulatory agency asking a judge to reject part of the city of Youngstown's request in the court case involving Sobey Thermal Energy Systems. Legal counsel for PUCO, Assistant Attorney General Julian Johnson, urged Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio to deny the city's cross-claim alleging breach of account. Johnson argued because the interests of the city and PUCO are closely aligned, Youngstown should be treated as an intervener plaintiff only. PUCO says it does not oppose the city's motion to intervene in the case. The agency acknowledged Youngstown's leadership and advocacy for Sobey consumers and says it looks forward to continuing to work together to stabilize the utility.